Do we have a nucleus of Kundalini force in our hearts? And if we do, what is the nature, and especially what is the source of this mysterious force? This subject is one of the fundamental pillars of the universal teaching and of the spiritual path since the beginning of time. So, what is the nature of this hidden force in our hearts?
Hello and welcome, wherever you are in the world. Today we share the introductory presentation to our latest public talk. Every month, we explore a different aspect of the universal wisdom through a series of weekly webinars on Zoom. For more information about our events, follow the links in the written description below. We hope that our podcast will provide you with food for thought, inspiration for new questions, and impulses in your research for new answers.
This force has received many different names in the past. For example, the classic Rosicrucians called it the rose, which should blossom from and in the center of the human cross. In the East, it has been called the lotus flower, emerging from the muddy waters of our nature. In ancient India, it had been called the Atman, or the universal principle of consciousness, lying in the heart of every human being. In our modern school of the Golden Rosicross, we call it the Spirit Spark Atom. A totally different and universal principle of true self-revolution, which principle can be ignited. Why do we call this force the Kundalini of the heart? And why only few people recognize that we have this force, this Kundalini of the heart? We will see that we can speak about a Kundalini force within three main centers or nuclei in our being. Few people recognize, but only two of them are well known, and not as much the third one. We will see that we can speak about a Kundalini force within three main centers or nuclei in our being.
Let's speak a bit about chakras.
Most people know that the Kundalini force is associated with our spinal cord. And many also know that we have centers of force along our spinal cord. We call these centers or vortices or wheels of power or of energy. We call them chakras. A chakra in Sanskrit means wheel. In their rotation, these wheels of energy transform astral energies into etheric forces, which then penetrate and circulate throughout our being and link our four bodies, which are represented in the picture that you see: the physical body, the etheric or vital body, the astral body, and the mental body. This energy circulation is what in part makes us alive and vibrant. And we know that we have seven main chakras. We also know through the universal teaching that we have one of the centers of the so-called Kundalini force right at the bottom of the spine, underneath the center of power called the root chakra or Muladhara in Sanskrit.
Throughout history, especially in the East, people have developed some certain practices or exercises which aim to awaken and or ignite this Kundalini force and move through the root chakra and move it upwards. And the objective is to force this power up in the spinal cord through the different chakras. And this is achieved or could be achieved through postures, breathing exercises, different magical practices. And the main objective is to start awakening and speeding up these wheels of powers, these chakras. And by doing so, the adept, the practitioner, would be aiming to gain some special powers. For example, healing powers, being more healthy, or projecting his or her subtle bodies and other powers. Now, the second aspect of the Kundalini that some people know about is related to the top chakra or the crown chakra connected with the pineal gland. To awaken this power, this chakra, other methods are used to encourage this top Kundalini. So, for example, concentration, different occult exercises, which try to develop hidden senses like clairvoyance, clairaudience, etc. The end result is more or less the same, an acceleration of our chakras, and the person may start to gain other hidden powers and may become an occultist with powers. Many seek for this occult path to try to find personal development and knowledge to overcome barriers of their own mind. But in essence, what happens when we put in practice these paths, either bottom or top Kundalini, is that the end result consists in accelerating the speed of rotation of all these chakras. And what does this produce? The result is to increase more and more the amount of energy that we can bring into our own selves from this world. An acceleration of astral and etheric fluids that come from the outside world in which we live. And thus, we increase the circulation of power in our spinal cord and in all our body systems. So, we are strengthening our current state of consciousness. And we know that our current state of consciousness is an eye-focused consciousness, an egocentric consciousness. This is the reason why a spiritual path cannot use these practices as a basis for a true transformation. Because a true change of consciousness and state of life is something different to the I or ego-centric consciousness. And now we would like to introduce the third center of the Kundalini, what we call the Kundalini of the heart. And we will start now from a different perspective. Up until now, we have focused on our ego, or our I-centered consciousness, and the aim to have a better, healthier, more powerful ego or personality. And one of the pillars of universal teachings and of the teachings of the Golden Rosicross is that the Kundalini of the heart is the most powerful center of energy, but it is not part of the human personality. It is a rose, but the rose does not belong to the cross. It must blossom and become united with the cross, our personality, through a process. And so to transform the cross through the unification of the rose and the cross. This center, this rose, this kundalini of the heart or spirit spark is not only a center of power, but also the center of the true, original, and eternal human being, the microcosm, which you see here represented on the left side of the picture as a nice bubble with the rose in the middle. The path is aiming to unite this universal, original reality of the eternal microcosm and our known current reality, the reality of the mortal human being personality as we know it, and which is represented on the right-hand side of the picture with the four bodies and three centers of consciousness. And here we must explain that we are dual beings, as we said. We are both microcosm and personality. So we are dual beings, eternal as microcosm and mortal as personality. What goes through what we know karma and reincarnation through the cycles of birth, life, death, and incarnation again is not our personality, but this immortal microcosm, which attaches and then detaches from mortal human personalities and going through this process, aiming for healing and reunification with the all. This microcosm is the true eternal human being in search. Now, the human personality is also a very complex system, but it's not eternal. It's a phenomenon of time. We as personality have not just the physical body, as we mentioned before, but also an etheric or energy body, an astral body, like a cloud of energy whose organs are the chakras of the chakras, the organs of the astral body, and our youngest mental body. In our current state of life, the human personality, we live as I-centered, ego-centered consciousness. And all our systems, or the personality systems, are time-limited. So if we try to develop the capabilities that lie in this personality by themselves, either starting from the root chakra or from the crown chakra, but not starting for true of the human microcosm, we will end up increasing what we represent here in this picture as a separation and duality of the human life. Because every additional power, either occult or magic or mystic, that we may develop on the basis of the personality will be enhancing this separation from our true human being, the microcosm. So we're asking then, what must happen? And the process proposed by the Golden Rosy Cross, which is not something new, because the same method that was put in practice by all spiritual schools from the past, and we could say that practices and exercises that we have today are a bit like remnants of the one original method. What is missing is the true beginning, the true source or center, the spirit spark atom. And as we said, the kundalini of the heart, the spirit spark atom, is not part of the human personality or consciousness, and it cannot be awakened by any practices. It must become awakened by itself. And this happens after countless lives of the microcosm, which is what is represented in this picture as birth, life, death, and reincarnation. And again, the microcosm links to a new personality and goes through this process many, many times. And so a microcosm accumulates experiences and starts to mature. When this accumulation of experiences reaches a certain threshold, the center awakens. And then it resonates with the center of consciousness in our heart, the center of the human consciousness, which then also awakens and starts to look for answers. The human consciousness starts to look for something deeper, and so we become seekers with a true yearning of the heart of the microcosm united with the human consciousness. And only then a true transformation can start. The Kundalini of the heart can start to gradually unfold. So the new center of power that starts to awaken has the capability to transform a second center. So the Kundalini of the heart, the heart sanctuary, can start to transform a second center, the center of our head, or what it should be like, the sanctuary of the head. When this power has grown strong enough to transform the center of the head, then it can also flow to our reality of life in what we call the sanctuary of life, or the pelvic center, where our karma and biological heritage of humankind is lying. And through the combination of this voice of the silence in the heart and the new awareness that awakens in our consciousness in the head, gradually our lives start changing. Not through a forced attitude, but through self-knowledge. Through the yearning of the heart and through the self-knowledge that starts to awaken in our minds as insight, then a new inner attitude of life can start to blossom. And then the circuit is closed. And after countless turns and cycles of this force circulating through our system, through the sympathetic and parasympathetic nerves of our system, a new so-called serpent fire is created. A new state of consciousness, the heart in the heart, a new awareness in the head, and a new state of life, the life sanctuary. And this is the transformation of all the forces and powers that circulate in the human being, the transformation of all the chakras, but not through forced practices, which could make the ego more powerful. It is a true self-surrender of the human personality consciousness through a detachment, firstly, from the ego's self-preservation in the life sanctuary, secondly, from the heart sanctuary's blood passions and their dark impulses, and then from the doubt that is the source of all unrest and fear, which resides in the head sanctuary. Then the true divine original particle in the human heart and the center of the microcosm, which we call the Kundalini of the heart, can make the transformation, a full transformation. And when this process advances, a final transformation can take place. The inflow of the spirit through its seven aspects of seven rays of the spirit can reach and transform truly transform all seven centers of the astral body and then the etheric body and even the physical body finally. When this process is completed, then all the seven centers, all the seven chakras are transformed. And through the unity, through the true unity of the three centers of the Kundalini force, but based on the Kundalini of the heart, the Atman, the rose, the lotus flower, or the spirit spark. And this path that we briefly, very briefly presented allows a human being to become one with the human microcosm and restore it to its original divine state. So as a summary of what we wanted to express today, you can see in this picture the two options of the human being. One represented on the left is that the human being can choose to continue to feed from the Kundalini of this world. Or it can choose to let the Kundalini of the heart blossom and become whole again.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed it. If you wish to support us in reaching more people, like our posts, rate us with 5 stars on iTunes, leave a positive comment where you can, or share our content on your social media.